Blog Talk Radio.
I had to bring mom in on this one.
Anybody grateful for God's blood?
Tell them about it, mom.
Oh, the blood that saved me, the blood that raised me, the blood that healed me.
Yes. Listen.
The blood that saved my life.
And thank you for the lamb.
Thank you for the lamb.
Oh, the lamb that was sacrificed.
The lamb sacrificed.
I'm so glad.
God's blood.
Tell him about it, man.
Oh, the blood that saved me, the blood that raised me, the blood that healed me.
Yes. Listen.
Thank you for the blood that saved my life.
And thank you for the lamb.
Thank you for the lamb. Oh, the lamb that was sacrificed.
The lamb sacrificed.
I'm so glad. I had to bring mom in on this one.
Anybody grateful for God's blood?
Tell them about it, mom.
The blood that raised me, the blood that healed me.
Yes. Listen.
Thank you for the blood.
The blood that saved my life.
The blood that saved my life.
And thank you for the lamb.
Thank you for the lamb.
Oh, the lamb that was sacrificed.
The lamb sacrificed.
I'm so glad.
I'm doing good. Thank you for calling in to the Queen of Show Talk, Angela Butler, Agricultural Commission of the U.S. Virgin Islands, Agricultural Commission of the U.S. Virgin Islands, Mr. Positive Nelson. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing well, and yourself?
I'm doing good, doing real good. So, how are things going in Virgin Islands? How has the weather been?
There's some tropical disturbances in the area now, so there are, some weather patterns circling about outside there.
Okay.
But it's been good for the most part. September is the...
Your website. The economic development and the hours follows. Talk about this on chat about it on your website. The fall of slavery and all those things. U.S. Virgin Islands is a very beautiful place. It's beautiful. Very beautiful. So you're located approximately 1,106 miles southeast of Miami, Florida, and 40 to 50 miles east of Puerto Rico. To the law on December 11, 2020, the Commissioner of Agriculture and the President of the University of the Virgin have been charged to create an agriculture plan for the Virgin Islands. The agriculture plan task force convened and developed a complete agriculture plan, which was unveiled May 9, 2022, during a hybrid. So, like you said, you're looking to be more independent from imports, which is smart. That's really smart, because homegrown food is better. It's one of the truths to have. And then when it's like when there's a hurricane or a tornado or something, a major event, you get, you know, you'll have your food supply already there at hand. You won't have to depend on imports. And I see why you want to be more independent. Because during Hurricane Michael, everything here closed. And during the whole coronavirus, a lot of things closed. And so state mandates of the territory agriculture plan include comprehensive regulatory component for the territory's farming industry, business model for profitable, sustainable commodity. Commission of Agriculture, Mr. Nelson. You started, the HIP program has been started. How is that program doing? You know, here in Florida, still criminalized. There were over 4,000 people arrested last year for marijuana crimes. I don't feel that's right. Even though here in Florida, you can use it for medicine purposes, I feel like it should be legal on a federal level. But the war on drugs, you know, I understand people don't like drugs, don't want drugs around them, don't want drugs in their community. I get that. But if you think about it, if you think about the way the pharmaceutical companies are using hemp oil and CBD, if I'm not mistaken, the way they're using it, and there are still people in prison. If you look at it from that point of view, violation of marijuana crime, which meant 10 to 25 people in prison for violating their probation with marijuana crimes. If you think about the unfairness of it and that people are making millions and millions and millions of dollars off it now, like at Walmart, you would see ridiculousness of it. I understand that people don't want drugs in their community. I get it. But if you look at it from, like I said, the other point of view, the unfairness of it, the racism there, it should be legal on all the islands and whatever is American territory. It should be legal on a federal level. I get the fear. I get the films, the TV shows where they show nothing but murder and things. I get it. I get the fear. But there are medical purposes for him, too, also. Over in agriculture, animal import and regulation. You're part of that too, am I correct? Okay, so the import, the animals, you're trying to get that where it's more there in the U.S. Virgin Islands also. Have a health certificate if you have a dog or a cat to visit the Virgin Islands. health certificate from your local veterinarian saying that animal did not originate from an area quarantined for rabies. Right. So I'm not gonna ask you too many more questions. Got one or two more questions. I just like to know, what do you think about what's going on with the January 6th committee? What is your opinion on that? Commission of Agriculture, Mr. Positive Neil from U.S. Virgin Islands. Is there anything else you'd like to say before I end the show? Queen and show talk. Yes, sir, it is. And I pray the U.S. Virgin Islands is more prosperous than it's ever been this year and next year. Yes, sir. And thank you for congratulating. I'm sorry you couldn't appear by video. Nothing worked in there. So I had a nice time. I had a real nice time. My family was there, so I had a nice time in Atlanta, Georgia. All right. Thank you, sir. Another U.S. Virgin Islands, Mr. Positive Nelson. He's allowed me to interview him numerous times, and I'm thankful for it. I enjoy interviewing him. He's a positive man. He's an intelligent man, as you could hear. Very passionate about how he feels about January 6th here in America, which U.S. Virgin Islands is a territory of America. But it's always good to hear an intelligent person's point of view, a well-educated man. It's always good to hear perspective from someone in politics also, especially someone like Mr. Nelson. He's been on Plenty of Show Talk, Angela Butler, plenty of times. He's been on Show Talk with Angela Butler plenty of times, too. So, I thank Mr. Nelson coming on the Queen of Show Talk, Angela, but I look forward to having him back. For those of you who would like us, I'm doing once a month interviews with mayors and sheriff deputies and chief of police that are black throughout America to see, shed light on what they're doing and why they got their stumbling spotlight interviews. So for those of you who know a sheriff or related to a sheriff or a mayor or black chief of police here in America, you can reach me at Angela, A-N-G-E-L-A, Butler, B-U-L-E-R-S-H-O-W, @gmail.com. That's my email address, AngelaButlerShow@gmail.com. I'm spotlighting them. We do have officials. We do have sheriffs that are black. We do have chief of police that are black. This is Ms. Val Demons, who's running for election here in Florida. I'm hoping she'll win. Maybe it'll change some things around here, not just for me, but for everybody else. A lot of things that go in the area that I live in is very unfair. That's all. I'll leave it at that. So hopefully her being in office will change things, give a little bit more equality to the area that I live in. Anything's possible. He's running for this district that I'm in. I pray that Mr. L. Demons wins. I have not been able to interview her, but I still pray that she wins. Her husband, Mr. Dim, was mayor in Orange. Excuse me, but he grew up in Orange County, Florida. He was a black man. He's also a police there in Orange County, Florida. He's been a senator there in Orange County, Florida, and the surrounding areas and districts. Also, she was chief of police also, like her husband, after her husband. She is also currently running for office in this area. Her husband is still mayor of Orange County, Florida. So I'm hoping she'll win. She's obviously good at what she does. She's obviously intelligent and educated. Just so happens to be a black woman. And he just so happens to be a black man that's been mayor and chief of police. And she followed after her husband became chief of police. Have a beautiful family. Well-educated, intelligent, highly intelligent, and really wants to help people. But as we do vote, thank you for listening to the Queen of Show Talk, Angela Butler.